Hanoi Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, February 11th. Coming up, elections in Urbana are coming up at the end of this month. We'll learn what's on the ballot and who's running for city council. That in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An international soybean research program at the University of Illinois is getting ready to close after the Trump administration put its federal funding on hold. Peter Goldsmith is a U of I professor emeritus and director of the Soybean Innovation Lab. He says he told his 30 employees that the program will be shutting down in April.
Well, our last staff meeting last Thursday, where we had to give them the news and let them go, was very tearful.
The Soybean Innovation Lab is one of several programs set up under the Obama administration to address global hunger. It's funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, which the Trump administration is attempting to close down. Goldsmith says the Soybean Innovation Lab could resume its work depending on a federal review, but he doesn't know when that will happen. After failing multiple times to pass out of Springfield, Karina's bill has now been signed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker into Karina's law. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Karina Gonzalez, the law's namesake, was shot and killed allegedly by her husband in 2023. A judge had ordered him to stay away from Karina and her children, but he still had access to his gun and allegedly killed her daughter, Daniela, too. The law mandates officers remove guns from people accused of domestic violence within 4 days of a judge's order. Karina's son, Manny Alvarez, says his family has gone through some of the worst pain imaginable.
I hope that the future survivors won't have to suffer as much as our family and countless others have had to at the hands of abusers.
The law will go into effect in 90 days. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Both candidates running for mayor in Urbana's February 25th Democratic primary say they're committed to addressing staff retention challenges in the city's police department. Deshaun Williams says if he's elected mayor, he wants to assess how many officers the department needs and see them work to address the root causes of crime.
I am absolutely going to ensure that we're not handicapped in that sense of being completely understaffed.
Williams says he supports community policing. So does his opponent, Annie Adams. She also wants Urbana Police to adopt more modern policing tools like automatic license plate readers.
I'm very interested in moving in getting the Urbana Police Department the tools they need. I'm interested in getting them staffed up the way they need to get staffed up.
Urbana police officials have asked for funding in the past to hire more officers. That's drawn pushback from some residents who say the city should spend less on policing. You can watch or listen to full interviews with both of Urbana's mayoral candidates at ipmnewsroom.org. An Illinois state lawmaker wants professional sports teams to win before their owners ask them for money. Alex Stegman reports.
The measure has Bears in the title, but it applies to any team looking at state subsidies for stadium construction, maintenance, or renovations. The newly introduced measure from Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan requires teams to have at least a 500 record in three of their last five regular seasons. Morgan says that record wouldn't guarantee them taxpayer help, but it would be needed to get their feet in the door.
The Bears and the White Sox in particular continue to have great ideas that they're throwing in Springfield, seeing what sticks. This is our message, I believe, from Springfield to say, before you even come down here, why don't you start by having a winning team?
Morgan doesn't think there's going to be a lot of stadium financing talk this year, given the state's other budget pressures. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, elections in Urbana are coming up at the end of this month. We'll learn what's on the ballot and who's running for city council. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 38 degrees and a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, a northeast wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, snow likely, mixing with sleet or freezing rain at times in a high of 31 degrees, a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible with higher amounts to the north and west. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with snow tapering off and a low of 17 degrees, north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 22 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. A winter weather advisory goes into effect at 6 a.m. on Wednesday and lasts into early Thursday morning. Snow flurries are possible in the morning hours, but the heaviest precipitation should impact the Champaign-Urbana area Wednesday afternoon and evening. It's possible snow may mix with sleet or freezing rain at times, with total snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches expected across Champaign County. Higher amounts in excess of 4 to 6 inches are possible across western and northern portions of Illinois before the storm tapers off and conditions improve Thursday morning. Blowing and drifting snow is not expected to be a major factor with Wednesday's storm, but the combination of accumulating snow, sleet, and freezing rain is likely to create treacherous travel conditions across much of central Illinois.
Next time on The 21st Show, Disturbing the Bones is a new novel that crosses a modern-day whodunit with a global political thriller, with settings ranging from Chicago to Cairo in southern Illinois. It's the work of Jeff Biggers, a journalist, and Andrew Davis, a filmmaker best known for The Fugitive. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with them both next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Elections in Urbana are coming up at the end of this month. That includes a race for mayor and some city council seats. IPM's Arjun Tucker spoke with our reporter May Antar about what's on the ballot and who's running for city council.
So, May, can you first start with giving us an overview of what races are on the ballot for voters in Urbana this month?
Yeah, so there's the race for the Urbana mayor. Mayor Diane Marlin isn't running for another term, and two Democrats, Deshaun Williams and Annie Adams, are running. There's also races for just two seats in the Urbana City Council. The seats are for Ward 2 and Ward 6. Ward 2 stretches from as far west as the Central Illinois Mosque near Krannert to as far east as the Urbana Police Department and the co-op. And then Ward 6 is the far southeast side of the city.
Let's take a closer look at Ward 2, which, as you mentioned, is the central part of the city. Who are the candidates there in that race?
Yeah, so there's Chris Evans. He declined requests for interviews. He's the incumbent and very involved in community issues regarding policing, reparations, and resources for the unhoused and First Followers. I've seen him at events for First Followers, which is an organization that helps get incarcerated people back on their feet. And Larry Lister is running against him. They're both Democrats. Larry even mentioned that Chris encouraged him to run for the seat. Larry is kind of new to the political arena. He spent his life as an engineer, but he seems really excited to run. Me and him talked this month, and he told me that there are many similarities between him and Chris, but one major difference is Larry's support for the Urbana Police Department.
I'm kind of trying to bring to this an innocent until I learn that this police department and the people in it are guilty of some of the things that, you know, police are guilty of in other parts of the country, I would be the first to want to come down on them.
Larry is in support of ALPRs, alternative response models, and ensuring the police and the fire departments are fully staffed and equipped. He supports protecting the immigrant community here and getting affordable housing and raising the standard of living for the constituents and bettering the city's infrastructure.
And what about Ward 6? Who's running there to represent Southeast Urbana?
Yeah, so Grace Wilkin is the current holder of that seat, and she is running for re-election. She says that she is sometimes considered an anti-police candidate, but also stated that she has supported in the past pay increases, bonuses, and even more training for the Urbana Police Department. She's kind of wary of ALPRs and wants a thorough assessment of them before deciding whether to give her support. She supports a more holistic approach to public safety with the alternative response model. At a forum last month, she says she will work to maintain a transparent and fair government system.
With recent changes on a national level, which are having a professional and personal impact on ourselves, our loved ones, and our community, it's increasingly important to take actions at a local level to protect all our residents, especially those most vulnerable. If reelected, I will continue to push for transparent and fair government, systems of public engagement, and a safe community for all our residents.
And Bill Colebrook is running against her. They're both running as Democrats, although he was previously on council as a Republican. His four main priorities as council member is to better Urbana City's infrastructure, ensure that everyone of all backgrounds are safe in the community, support local businesses, and expand access to local food sources. He has 35 years' experience in law enforcement, and he's in full support of ALPRs. He says they improve public safety and allow for the quick identification of stolen vehicle suspects. As for alternative response models, here's what he had to say at the same forum that Gray spoke at.
It's important to know that the police officers are skilled at a lot of things, but what they need is alternatives, because there's experts in the field that could actually serve the residents in some of these areas better. I think it should be operated within the police department. The funding should be done directly through the city budget, and the way it would affect the material needs, instead of just getting a police officer who's skilled a lot of things, you would actually get a subject matter expert with you at the call or quickly afterwards to give them expert guidance and leadership for their issue.
He also wants to work with the city to have a diverse and affordable housing situation.
And can you remind us when's the election and what options people in Urbana have to go and vote?
Yeah, so the election is February 25th. All early voting sites are vote centers and available to any voter or eligible voter in Urbana. The Brookins Center is available for early voting, and the Illini Union will be available the week before the election. For more information, people can visit the Champaign County Clerk's website.
That was IPM's General Assignment Reporter, May Antar, speaking with Senior Editor Arjun Tucker. You can find information about Urbana's mayoral race and watch interviews with the candidates at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, May Antar, and Arjun Tucker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.